We never know quite what's going to happen, but we do know it'll be fun. The Scotty K Show on US 99.
Weird.
Kind of weird.
This is all weird news.
Is it good news or bad news?
Yes.
And now, good news, bad news.
With the Scotty K Show on US 99.
All right, Haley, I'll give you the good news of the story. You're going to try and guess the bad. You ready?
Okay.
All right, so the good news of the story is that there's a couple that needed actually a refund. They bought a car from this car dealership in New Zealand, and they tried real hard to get a refund. It was difficult, but eventually they got a hold of them, and the dealership sent them the letters and stuff that they were waiting for in the mail. Okay? What's the bad news of that story?
The bad news is the refund was only $5.
Worse. The refund was non-existent. What they sent them was pictures of human poop. They sent them pictures of human poop.
Oh!
Why did they take my idea for a Christmas card? Keep an eye on your mailbox, Haley.
Thanks, Scotty. Any mail from you is happy mail.
Yeah, not that kind.
The Scotty K Show on US 99.
We're about to jump in to get all three, the three trivia questions that stick and go on and on until someone gets all three. Before the holiday, we voted. Should we keep the questions going or shall we start brand new fresh in 2025? And you voted that we should stay true to the game and keep the same questions going, even though we are past for the 5-week mark with the same question. So Emo's on the phone, ready to take them all on and take on all three, the same three questions that we've had for the past 5 weeks. So pay close attention, because if Emo doesn't get them, we're going to keep going and they'll be yours. You ready to jump in?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, your new year, same questions. I think that's how the phrase goes, right? All right, here we go. Question one. What year did the movie Rocky win the Academy Award for Best Picture?
1977.
Okay. Question two. What artist's real name is Reginald Kenneth Dwight?
Elton John.
All right. And question three. Mo, here we go. Over 40% of people do this to appear smarter. What do you think it is?
Store books on the shelf.
Store books on the shelf. All right. Emo, you got two correct also, Emo. Two correct also. All right, Emo, I'm going to tell you the answers. In case you get through again, you'll have a shot to knock it all out, okay? But I'm not going to let anyone else hear it.
That sounds good.
It's...
Ooh, I didn't think of that.
Nobody has yet. To be fair.
Trending steady.
It's trending on Twitter.
It's huge. It's trending all over the internet.
The Scotty K Show.
You know, we have a lot of incredible Bulls players that we talk about all the time. We hang our hat on the Michael Jordans, the Scottie Pippins, the Dennis Rodmans, all of it. But what about Derrick Rose? Don't forget about him. He opened a pop-up shop today, Rose's Flower Shop. Not much of a stretch. You know, he recently announced his retirement, but he opened this pop-up shop, and it went on today from 12 to 4 p.m. It was right on North State Street, and there's videos up on our Instagram right now you can kind of see. And he's, like, in there with his little apron on, cutting roses and all that stuff. US 99 Chicago on Instagram. You can see it right there. Now, there's some new taxes and fees that are coming to Chicago for 2025. I didn't realize about these, but they don't make a lot of sense to me for a couple reasons. One of them is a new fee on rideshare. So if you take a rideshare between 6 a.m. and 10 p.m., there's an extra $1.50 fare. I don't know why. The city expanded a surcharge that previously applied to weekday rides, to weekend rides as well. I don't know why they want to make rideshares more expensive, which could deter people from taking an Uber or a Lyft and not driving while intoxicated or inebriated in any sort of way. It just doesn't make any sense to me. So there's that. There's also parking tax on garages, so you might see higher prices for that. And I didn't know about this one either. The city's tax on Spotify, Netflix, and Hulu and others climbs from 9% to 10.25%. I didn't know that there was a streaming fee. Most of us just click accept when it comes to the fine print. I feel like maybe we should start reading this a little more. And then don't forget, a couple football games to talk about after the unfortunate attack in New Orleans last night. The game for Notre Dame and Georgia, the Sugar Bowl, got postponed. Will go on tonight. And the Bears-Packers, Sunday noon.
Trending steady.
It's trending on Twitter.
It's huge. It's trending all over the internet.
The Scotty K Show.
Let's get your stories of personal triumph.
How do you like me now?
The Scotty K Show.
Lizzie, what's your how do you like me now story? Where were you and where are you now?
Yes, I had my first son back in 2021. I had really bad postpartum, gained a lot of weight. Earlier in 2024, I went through bariatric surgery, and now not only have I overcome all the weight gain, but I've also got off of my anxiety medicine and all that good stuff. So feeling good about myself, going a natural route.
No, that's amazing. There's a lot of times people, have babies and everybody goes, oh, congratulations, that's so amazing, blah, blah, blah. But moms are going through some stuff that most people, if you've never been through it, you have no idea. You don't understand how hard that can be, and then you have health issues on top of it, but you found your way out of it and you just never gave up hope because you had to be strong. Now you got a baby, right?
Absolutely.
All right, you know what to say.
How do you like me now?
How do you like me now?
That's awesome. I'm sure a lot of moms can relate with that, and maybe there's somebody going through that right now that is going to go, you know what? I can make it through this. I can be strong. So thank you so much for sharing.
Absolutely.
My God, what is wrong with you?
Intrusive thoughts.
The Scotty K Show.
Have you ever had intrusive thoughts, Kim? Like, you were like, what if I just did something really bad or ridiculous in any moment?
Sure.
Right, everybody has at some point. Somebody right now is going, what if I just drove off that hill just to see if my car can do it, you know?
Right, yeah.
Don't do that.
Uh-oh.
However,
what'd you do?
I did ask for some intrusive thoughts from people. And so that is why we will now do a new segment called Intrusive Thoughts.
Intrusive Thoughts.
Kim, this one came from James. He said, when walking past fountains, I wonder what would happen if I just pushed someone in for no reason, just to see the chaos unfold. You ever thought about pushing someone in?
No, I never have.
This one's from Megan. She said, I wonder what would happen if I took a bite out of a cake in a bakery and then just walked out like nothing happened. Good cake. You did it. Nailed it. This one is from Caitlin. Says, I wonder what it would be like to walk into a stranger's house and just act like I'd live there.
Oh, no kidding. Wow.
Apparently she does that on walks. I was like, should I just go in? This one is from Matthew. Sometimes when my nephew is telling a long story, I just want to yell out, this story sucks and this kid is stupid. Listen, we've all had those thoughts when a kid is telling you a story. You're like, oh,
absolutely.
Stop. Just make it stop. This story is horrible. And I will say I've had this intrusive thought before, too. This one's from AJ. AJ says, when I'm at weddings, sometimes I think to myself, what if I just roundhouse kick this cake onto the middle of the dance floor?
Oh, maybe somebody's done that. That's why they do the cake first now.
You see, it looks so nice and it's so put together. I just want to just karate it. I just want to karate it all over the floor and then act like nothing was wrong with that.
I bet you get kicked out.
That would be the nicest thing to happen to you, I think.
Intrusive thoughts.
The Scotty K Show.
Weird.
Kind of weird.
This is all weird news.
Is it good news or bad news?
Yes.
And now, good news, bad news.
With the Scotty K Show on US 99.
I'll give you the good news of the story, and Annette, you're going to try and guess the bad news of the story.
I'm ready.
All right, Annette, the good news of the story is that there was a house who was being renovated, and they noticed that there was a bird, a big bird, stuck inside some of the walls. So they called animal control, and they were able to come and take care of everything. The good news is they were able to, take care of everything, right? What's the bad news of that story?
Oh, the bad news? Was the animal dead?
The animal wasn't dead. The animal also wasn't living because it was actually not an animal.
Oh, was it a fake animal?
It was a Harry Potter toy that was stuck in the wall. So it wasn't a bird. It was a stuffed Hedwig, the owl from Harry Potter. So they thought it was a live bird that was stuffed in the wall.
Oh, okay. Not too bad.
Yeah, I guess that's also good news, right? That it wasn't a real animal.
Right. It's good news. It wasn't a real animal.
Right, right. The bad news is animal control came out and they probably got charged for it. I don't know.
Yeah.
You're never going to be.
Scotty doesn't know. Oh, Scotty doesn't know.
The Scotty K Show.
Hey. Nicole, the average person says that they need 3 of these every night. What is it?
I was going to say Tylenol.
Tylenol, give me a headache. My body hurts. I'm getting old. I know that's a great answer, but not the answer I'm looking for. Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you.
Patrick, the average person says they need 3 of these every night. What do you think it is?
I'm going with bathroom breaks.
Bathroom breaks. Damn. I'm glad I'm not at the age where I'm getting up 3 times a night for that, but that's not the answer I'm looking for. Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you.
Michelle, the average person says they need 3 of these every night. What is it?
A drink.
3 drinks. You okay, Michelle?
I'm good.
You sure?
I'm good.
You want to talk? That's not the answer I'm looking for, but I'm worried about you. Patty, the average person says they need three of these every night. What is it?
Three I love yous.
Aw, aren't you sweet? That is not the answer I'm looking for, but Patty, I just want you to know I love you. That's one.
I love you too. Bye.
Bo, the average person says they need three of these every night. What is it?
I'm going to say pillows.
Bo, that is absolutely correct. Pillows is the answer. Nicely done. How many pillows do you sleep with?
I sleep with two, but my wife sleeps with five pillows and one throw pillow.
My wife's got, you know, two behind her head. She's got one between her knees. She's got one, I think, for the dog. I'm over there sleeping on a cinder block. Whatever.
pretty much.
Are you even on Instagram?
The Scotty K Show.
If you are on Instagram, you saw what I'm about to play for you. I love these things. So I don't know if you've seen in the past, there's always this DJ like DJ Earworm that does these mashups of the biggest songs of 2024 or whatever year at the end of the year. But this year, there's a group of guys that did just the biggest country songs and kind of mashed them all up. And it sounds awesome. I want to play it for you. And I'll tell you where to find it in just a second. Now, when you listen to this, see if you can count how many songs you hear in it. And you can drop it on my Instagram, too. Scotty K on air. Here we go. This is all of the top songs of 2024 from country radio.
And with that, the 2024 season comes to an end. Good night.
Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Dale's got a history. I am not okay.
I think I want to stay.
Made you get? You can go ahead and see that full video. That's cool. That's like all of the biggest songs from country radio in 2024 mashed into one. I just think it's so fun. So the group is called MC4D Music. Okay. And I posted it on my Instagram, so it'd be easier for you to find it. Scotty K on air. Scotty with a Y, the letter K on air. You can go find it and you'll see that video. And then if you want to follow those guys too, because they did a good job. Okay. Show love where love belongs, right? Where love is due. And one of those songs you heard in that mashup, by the way, Scotty K on air on Instagram. That's where you find it.
The Scotty K Show.